All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Orahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button. That way you get three new interviews just like this one sent your way every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give the series a rating and leave a review if you got the time, if you feel so inspired. Of course, we've had some great guests on lately, including Hank Azaria. You know him as one of the many, many voices from The Simpsons. He's also got a Springsteen tribute band that we got to talk about. We caught up with the casts of Citadel's Honey Bunny and Citadel Diana, talking about Samantha and Matilda De Angelis. Suzanne Vega was here, Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, Sting, actress Kate Siegel from The Haunting of Hill House and Midnight Mass. Talked with Kelsey Asbel and Finn Wittrock from the movie Don't Move. That's out now on Netflix. John Cleese, the comedic legend of Monty Python fame, was here. Black Francis from the Pixies. The cast of Shrinking. Tony Hale from Veep and Arrested Development. Depeche Mode. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains. Les Claypool from Primus. Maynard James Keenan from Tool. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, it's a special Rewind episode, heading all the way back to 2010, where I sat down with Adele right before she became a superstar. She had had one album out so far. That was her debut, 19, and she was just releasing her sophomore record, 21. And we got to discuss the emotional inspiration behind that record, which emerged from a devastating breakup that led her to create some of her most powerful music yet, even still today. She revealed that she initially struggled to find direction, waiting for life to hit her with the emotional experiences to draw upon for the songwriting. And this raw vulnerability is clear in the hits like Rolling in the Deep, maybe one of the greatest songs of all time, definitely of the last decade, which, contrary to her expectations, skyrocketed as a viral hit worldwide. I told her in this interview, as you will hear, that it would win her many awards, and it did. We also got to talk about her experience covering The Cure's Love Song, a choice suggested by Rick Rubin, producer, and her appreciation for reinterpretations of her music, like Jamie xx's remix of Rolling in the Deep. She also reflected on the power of music videos to capture the mood and messages of her songs, and a whole lot more. So let's rewind this tape all the way back to 2010. It's Kyle Meredith with Adele.
Kind of heading back to the right after the last album and all the promotion was finished. You just finished up with 19 and all the great success that brought. Did you know what you were going to do right after that? Did you have any vision in mind of what would become 21?
Not a specific vision, no. I was actually a little bit daunted by the prospect of writing another record. Not even sort of because of the success of my first album, I just had no idea what I was going to write about, and I really didn't feel ready to write a record. And because I write about myself, I had to sort of really sort of sit twiddling my thumbs and wait for life to suddenly hit me. It was, I have a vision, I just can't be articulate with it, but I feel it when it's right.
Yeah.
So I just had to wait until I felt it.
And you felt it, unfortunately, in the worst ways, from what I understand. So
yes.
What happened there, if you don't mind going into it?
It was just the most amazing, brilliant, breathtaking relationship ever, and it went rubbish. That's pretty much it. No, it was devastating. It was more intense than my first relationship, because it was my first like uber super grown up relationship. But we just fell out of love. There wasn't anything to blame it on. I found that more devastating than being like, yeah, well, you fucked some other girl. You know, I found it more upsetting. So it completely consumed me, the breakup.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting how that can happen? How you can have something so intense and just fade away like
that?
Yeah,
and the things that brought you together actually tear you apart. It's horrible.
Right, right. Well, it's made for great art, so as it usually does, it seems like.
Yeah, unfortunately.
besides the originals on here, you've chosen to cover a few as well. And
yes.
I think one of the biggest newsmakers is you pulled out The Cure.
Uh-huh.
What was the idea behind that one?
Well, originally, my cover... So I wanted to do a cover because I was so overwhelmed and like pleased with the sort of reception that Make You Feel My Love on the first album got. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to try and do it again. And I also love the challenge of doing a cover, because I think you've either got to make it better than the original or make a completely new song out of it, like, you know, change it production wise and originally it was Never Tear Us Apart by INXS. It's one of my favorite songs.
Wow. Yeah.
And Michael Hutchence got one of my favorite voices ever, and I just thought I was totally in love with the song, you know, for like 11 years. And then we were recording it turned out I'm nowhere near as in love with the song as I thought I was, and I did not believe a single word I was singing when I was singing it. When INXS are doing it, it's like, you know, I'm on my knees crying, going like, oh my God, they're totally in my head right now. But so that didn't work. And then it was Rick Rubin's idea to do Love Song by The Cure, and it was just very, very relevant at that moment in time, because I was really missing home, and the lyrics and that just went straight through me.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Adele.
The single, the first single, Rolling in the Deep, it's a monster.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
I mean, I think there was a lot of people out there who, you know, was hoping for something huge and very big expectations for this. But for the size of what Rolling in the Deep sounds like, I mean, did you know, you know, how, you know, I mean, did you know you had a hit on your hand when this was done?
No, I didn't. I thought it would actually be the complete opposite. I thought it would sort of be a bit more of like a tastemaker thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be like a viral internet blog thing. And it's completely surpassed. Like my expectation, even here, like I only arrived back in America yesterday, and then I've been hearing things about all the radio and stuff like that here, and it's incredible, and it's like number one all over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It was really important to me that I like made it the lead track, just because it was like, you know, this record is very different to the first album, and I think that's, you know, completely like personified with Rolling in the Deep. And it was just I don't know why, I had to go with my gut feeling that was the first song that I was to kind of put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the response to it is truly took my breath away.
And it has gone viral, though. I mean, you made this amazing video, beautiful video.
What video are you talking about? The black and white one or the video?
Actually, yeah, I'm talking about the video with.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay, right. Yeah. No, sorry, me and my friend Lauren did the black and white one.
Okay,
the
gotcha.
Studio footage. The official video for Rolling the Deep, the director of it is a guy called Sam Brown, who did Jay-Z's On to the Next One video. Mm-hmm. When I saw that video, I thought I was on acid. I was watching it. And I was like, oh my god, who did this video? I've got to meet them. And then I thought it was going to sort of be like some sort of hip hop big shot. You know, it would be like, who's Adele? Turns out he's this Jewish guy who lives like 2 minutes away from my house in London with four kids.
Wow.
That was perfect. Yeah. You know, I literally met up as soon as I got home. And he just loved the song. And like, the way he described how the song made him feel was exactly how I felt when I wrote the song.
Yeah.
So it was just immediate. It was like, right, we've got to do the video together. And it was just the moodiness of it was obviously always, it was inevitable. That was always going to be in it. But the... I was telling him things that sort of happened and stuff like that, and he took them into his imagination and turned it into what became.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful video, and as is the black and white video. I mean, it's been embraced, both of them. Did you? It also has a great remix, "Rolling in the Deep." Did you present that to Jamie from the XX, or did he run with that himself?
Well, with the same label, so it was just sort of happened. He had my new music before it was out, you know, on the same label and stuff like that, and. I'm their biggest fan and they're fans of me, and it just sort of happened.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get into it because it wasn't what I was expecting at all. But oh my god, I love it now. I've got my own dance routine to it.
Do you like to hear your songs like that?
I'm always quite fascinated by remixes. Yeah, whatever style or whatever they end up being. Yeah, no, I do.
You seriously have made just this this perfect record, and congratulations on every bit of the success. I got a feeling it's going to be a very big year for you again.
Oh, thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you back on those that Grammy stage before too long. So
cool.
All right, well, thank you so much, and have yourself a great day.
Thank you, and you, bye.
And we'll be right back right after this. And my thanks to Adele, and thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can get all the interviews that we send your way every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And again, please do give this series a rating and leave a review if you can as well. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s, the best in new music. You get bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from the Easy Beats, Plastic Bertrand, Fiona Apple, The Thrills, The Flaming Lips, Nine Inch Nails, The Motels, Marlena Shaw, Nina Persson from The Cardigans, Evan Nicole Bell, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Brandi Carlile, and my interview with Lauren Mayberry of the band Churches. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.